You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This is Bless These Braces.
My name is Tam. I'm a writer and a comedian.
When I was a teenager, I had a bat mitzvah and a quinceañera. Now, I'm talking to my favorite writers, actors, and comedians about their coming-of-age ceremonies as we remember what it felt like to supposedly become an adult.
I mean, there's a lot of boner-related stuff.
All I wanted was to be popular and cool, and I wasn't at all.
It was just like there was so much happening in my body.
My bar mitzvah, they did it at a deli.
This is Bless These Braces.
Listen to Bless These Braces from Funny or Die on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Portions of This American Laugh with Aristotle Atari and Andy Harris, the improvised documentary podcast, are brought to you by listeners like yourself, our esteemed sponsors, and the all-powerful, all-knowing random sentence generator, which inspires the stories you're about to hear. Yes, whenever you hear this sound... The next sentence you hear is a random sentence provided by our revered, omnipotent random sentence generator. For more This American Laugh, listen to more episodes of This American Laugh, I guess. And now, your first random sentence.
She found his complete dullness interesting.
So, that's it. What I did... this morning.
You kind of just watched your cereal get soggy?
Yeah. I was starving.
Yeah.
But this is something about when the milk penetrates those ODOs.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Now I'm not getting a call.
Oh.
I thought I was getting a call.
You know, I could listen to you for hours.
Challenge accepted.
2 hours later.
So they were just really soggy at this point.
Yeah. So I dumped them out into the sink.
You didn't even try to eat them?
No. Because...
Yeah.
Because, you know, why? Why get the satisfaction? Why be satisfied in life? That's my motto.
God, that's so interesting. In fact,
I'm so adamant that nobody is ever satisfied.
Yeah. Oh, that's just where you're going to end? You're not, okay.
Yeah. How
wow.
That was pretty good, right?
Oh my God.
Wow. This is really going well.
Yeah.
So do you want me to go over my, my previous experience at other, children's play places?
Yeah, sure. Okay. I'd love to hear it, but I think that we've heard enough. Like, I'm ready to hire you.
Really?
So you got the job working at Francine's Children's Playland.
All right, kids. So, make sure you take your shoes off. One at a time.
Why are you talking so slow?
This is what they hired me for. This is me. The people that run this place can accept me for me. I think that you kids can accept me.
Where is your costume? All the other people have a costume on, and you don't have a costume on.
This is the costume. I'm myself.
You have a black shirt on and jeans. That's like not fun. We're little kids. We like fun. We like bright things.
Well, then you came to the wrong place.
Somehow, miraculously, his behavior led to a promotion. He was now the shift supervisor at Francine's Kids Children's Play Area Place.
Becky, I need to talk to you for a minute.
Please, I would love to hear it.
So,
you're doing a great job, by the way. I mean, the children hate you, but
yeah.
I just love hearing you talk.
That's really nice of you.
Yeah.
Now, this is never easy.
Oh, no.
As you know, I've been bumped up, and now I'm your superior.
Yeah.
I can't help but notice that at the birthday party for the Reibowitz kid, you joined in to sing happy birthday to the children.
Yeah, well, I like to sing a lot. It's one of my hobbies, and I wanted the children to hear.
Well, look, I can't control what you do at home.
Okay.
If you want to have fun and be happy at home.
Mm-hmm.
However, this is not the place for that. No. There's a new guard in town, and Franson's
How come no one knows the name?
I don't know. We should put a sign out there.
Yeah, we should, because I don't even know the name.
As it turns out, they actually had gone to a sign shop at one point.
All right, so, yes, we have all sorts of signs here. We have big signs, we have small signs, we have neon signs, we have wood signs with paint. What sort of sign are you looking for your particular establishment?
Honestly, it doesn't really matter. We just, everyone at the Friends scenes.
Okay, I guess we should have started there. Yes. What is the name of your place?
It's, I'm trying to remember, Is it a place?
Do you have a business card or something? Or?
We never got around to it. Yeah. We just couldn't remember the name. And
you could probably call the home office.
Ah, okay.
Call the home office and they'll give you the full name.
They should know it for sure.
Okay, what's the number?
It's 877.
Okay, what's the rest of it?
Oh, God.
Come on, give me the satisfaction of giving me the full number.
You like that? You like what I did? You like what I did just now?
I did.
He's not going to get the satisfaction.
He's not going to get it.
You know what? That does feel strangely good. Not being satisfied.
Whoa.
Yeah.
This is This American Laugh. I'm your host, Aristotle Atari, with producer Andy Harris. Our special guest contributor for this week is Katie Marovich. In our show, we'll be using our trusty random sentence generator to bring you a fully improvised show in three acts. This week's theme, deception. Sometimes it's impossible to differentiate between who is telling the truth and who is telling a dirty, filthy lie. Stay with us. Act 1. They looked up at the sky and saw a million stars.
Look, you see that one up there?
Oh my God!
You see it? That one.
Yeah, what's its name?
What's your name?
Monica. You didn't know that?
No. That's a clue. What's your name?
Oh, got it.
Monica is the star's
what?
Name, babe.
Oh,
I did it.
Oh, my God. Brian.
I named it after you.
That is so...
Yeah.
Cute. Yep,
that's right. It only cost me, I shouldn't tell you, it's kind of tacky.
Yeah.
Only cost me $25,000.
What? That's way too much. I mean, I love it, but that is way too much money.
That's the going rate for...
No, there's no way that's
stars.
True.
Stars.
No.
No. It's in the sky. I mean, it's a part of nature.
Wait.
You trying to say that I'm
saying that you overpaid. Yeah.
No, that can't be right. I trusted the guy. He told me this. He wrote on a piece of paper, own this star.
Okay. Let me see the piece of paper.
Yeah, here. Yeah.
Okay, no, this is a napkin, first of all. This isn't a piece of paper.
Well, it's made of paper. Napkins are made of paper.
Well, it's a napkin. It's a McDonald's napkin.
Yeah,
so.
And it says, you, Brian, are the proud owner of a star.
And he spelled Brian wrong. He put brain. It's not even your name.
Look, that's not the important part. The important part is that the star is named after you, and I paid top dollar for it.
Brian.
You know, hold on. You know what? I gotta call this guy. Can you just look at your star for a minute? Your expensive star that I bought you for a minute?
Yeah.
Give me one second.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi. Is this Buckwald Starbington?
Yeah, this is him.
Yeah. So, Brian.
Oh, hey, Brian. How you doing?
No, Brian. I,
Brian, be strong.
Okay. So listen to me.
I'm listening.
You sold me a star, and I can't help but think that you might have gouged me on the price here.
What? No. You're breaking up. I can't.
He lost the connection.
Brian.
What?
That's not what happened.
You heard it. It was on speaker. He cut out.
No. He made a noise like the phone was cutting out, and then he hung up on me.
Monica, look, I love you. I love you enough to name a star after you and spend mm-hmm. every bit of money that I have, mm-hmm. plus take out a loan for the rest of it that I couldn't.
Jesus.
What? I love you very much. Trust is a fundamental element of life. You got to trust people, right?
Right.
I mean, you just got to trust them.
Okay, let's just finish our champagne.
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, this bottle of champagne that you're looking at right here, I bought it from a guy.
Oh, shit.
Sitting outside the Rite Aid.
I knew it tasted weird.
Let me finish.
Okay.
Bought it from a guy who said that he was born on top of a hay bale at a winery and grew up on a winery, and he handed me this bottle of champagne, and he told me it was very, very good champagne.
How much did you pay for it?
I Venmo'd him.
Oh, God.
Several separate times, because there's a limit how much money you can Venmo a person.
Yes.
Let's just say we won't be going on vacation anytime soon. Unless it's to the timeshare that I just bought us.
God.
What? Your birthday only comes once a year.
Look, Brian.
I bought a timeshare from a guy.
Oh, no.
Who knew a guy. He handed me these keys that he said he just had made to a timeshare.
So we can't even go to the timeshare is what I'm gathering.
Well, I don't know. I haven't been by there yet. I've never actually seen it.
Where is the timeshare supposed to be located?
I took a picture of him when he was spinning a globe.
Yes.
And then poked his finger on the globe and he said, "It's right here, sir." I took a picture of it. Let me go through my phone real quick and see if I can find the picture. Oh, it's here.
Yeah.
It's here in Detroit.
Brian.
Do you want to go check it out?
I think you might be a little bit dumb.
Unless dumb means kind.
No, it doesn't.
Because I'm kind enough to buy you a star, I buy you a timeshare, I buy you a half-drank bottle of champagne, or half-undrank.
It sounds like you spent roughly $200,000 on my birthday this year, and I didn't ask for that. It's not even a memorable birthday.
Really?
Yes.
You're going to forget this day? I don't think you'll ever forget this day.
No, I just mean it's 28. Who cares about 28?
You and I both know that 28 is a very important number to me because that was the age of the guy who needs a kidney.
Yes.
And I promised to him that I would give him my kidney.
Yes.
And I signed a document and said that I would give him his kidney.
Yes.
And that's how old he is. And that's how... I guess this is just a long way of me trying to tell you that I promised my kidney to a 28-year-old
man. Oh, my God.
And we need to probably speed this up a little bit because the doc is scheduled to scrub in about 4 hours.
Brian, this is all very nice, but I can't be with someone like you.
Sadly, Monica and Brian ended up parting ways.
I'll drop you off at the hospital. It sounds like you have to go, right? And we took my car.
The hospital? No. The surgery isn't at the hospital. The surgery is at a casino.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brian, I can't believe I didn't see the signs earlier and wake up with you way earlier.
You realized that she should have noticed the signs on their first date together.
Hi.
My name's Brian.
Monica.
I recognize you. You have the yellow hat on.
Yes, I do. And you have the red rose.
Yes, I do. Well, I did have a dozen of them, but I kept going around to every woman and said, should I give you this rose? And they said, yeah, sure. So 11 other women have a rose here.
You're very generous.
Well, you know, I just trust people whenever they tell me that they want something. I just, there's just something about
that it. That seems like it could be a red flag, and I'm going to ignore it.
No, it's a rose. It's a red rose.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cool. So should we get tapas?
Hi, folks. Can I get you started with something to drink?
What will you have?
Oh, I guess I'll do a sangria.
Ooh, that sounds good. Could you also buy me a sangria? Money's a little tight right now because I...
Totally. I've got this. I've got a...
Thanks.
Good paying job.
Oh, you do? Yeah. So I used to too, but I got fired.
Oh no! Yeah, I got let go.
Yeah.
Was that recent?
Yeah, it's like just your basic run of the mill downsizing where your boss calls you into the office and he says we're letting you go because you stole a pallet of printers.
You know, downsizing, that kind of thing that happens.
That could be a red flag, but I'm going to ignore it. I'm going to ignore it.
I found some footage of the incident in question.
Brian, get in my office right now.
Yeah, what's up?
You want to explain to me why your van is filled with Epson printers?
Sheila told me that the company was doing a printer sweepstakes. Printer.
That's
employee,
right. I told him
giveaway.
About the sweepstakes giveaway.
Yeah, and to everybody gets a pallet
everybody
of printers.
Everybody gets a pallet of printers.
Both of you.
Yeah.
Should be ashamed of yourself.
What? Why?
Why?
Brian, you're fired for stealing a pallet of printers. Sheila?
Oh, come on.
I guess you're fine.
No,
you're fine. Your numbers are up. Your number is last quarter. You're fine. But really?
Yeah.
Can we stop trying to convince the gullible to steal?
He's so stupid. It was funny.
Well,
he was really funny.
But there's Sheila.
Yes.
This has to be the last time that please.
Okay.
No more.
I promise.
Sheila.
I pinky promise.
Sheila.
I pinky promise.
Okay. Thank you.
My fingers are crossed.
Sheila.
Sorry.
Sheila, uncross your fingers.
Okay.
A
pinky promise.
Uncross your other finger on your other hand.
You got me.
Take your shoes off. Sheila, take your shoes off.
My toes were all crossed.
I knew it.
My toes.
Okay, Sheila, really, this is serious.
Okay.
You already ruined Brian's life.
Oh, right? He was so stupid.
Yeah, I know, he's stupid. But still, you can't go around convincing the stupid people that work here to steal things.
Oh, but it's fun.
No, it's not. It might be fun for you, but it's not fun for them, but it's not fun for me.
Right.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work.
Thank you.
Okay. Promise.
I promise.
Thank you.
Days later.
Sheila?
Yes.
I can't believe.
I did it again, didn't I?
Yeah, I'm looking at the security footage.
Don't fire me.
Give me one good reason why I shouldn't fire you. You literally came in here and did the exact same thing that I asked you not to do.
Oh, but I want this job.
That's the reason?
Yes.
Because you want the job.
I want this job.
You're going to have to give me a better reason than that.
Oh, come on. Please.
I can't say about it, Sheila. Okay,
no.
Sheila, you're such a little scamp. All right, Sheila.
Yes.
Really?
I won't do it.
This is the last time.
I promise.
If it happens again, the authorities might be called.
No.
They might.
You won it.
Sheila, you're killing me.
Oh.
All right, get back to work.
Okay.
Mere moments later.
Sheila.
I did it again.
Yeah, why?
I did it again.
Okay, Sheila.
Yes.
Okay, you know what? Here's what I want you to do.
Okay.
I want you to go out there, and I want you to promise me that you're going to keep convincing people to steal things. That's what I want.
Oh!
Okay? So you'd go out there, and you'd do a real bad job out there. You convince everyone to steal things.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, now it's not any fun. You got me!
I was hoping that you would go back into the warehouse and you would not convince everyone to steal things, and then I wouldn't have to talk to you again about this. Yeah, I know.
I didn't understand.
It was a little convoluted when I went, like from brain to mouth, I could tell that you and the listener were going to have a hard time understanding what I was doing.
I wouldn't get that. Why would I have gotten that?
Yeah, oh well. Sheila, is that my watch?
Yes.
God damn it, Sheila!
Sorry!
Coming up, Act 2. But first, a word from our esteemed sponsors. Stay with us.
This is Bless These Braces.
My name is Tam. I'm a writer and a comedian. When I was a teenager, I had a bat mitzvah and a quinceañera. Now, I'm talking to my favorite writers, actors, and comedians about their coming-of-age ceremonies as we remember what it felt like to supposedly become an adult.
I mean, there's a lot of boner-related stuff.
All I wanted was to be popular and cool, and I wasn't at all.
It was just like there was so much happening in my body.
My bar mitzvah, they did it at a deli.
This is Bless These Braces.
Listen to Bless These Braces from Funny or Die on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
oldest girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by oldest girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Act two, interview.
Let's welcome this week's guest contributor, Katie Mayarovich. Katie, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. So how long have you been listening to the show?
About a day.
Nope. Try again. How long?
Longer?
Long. Yeah.
Since the beginning, right?
Oh, I've been listening since episode one.
So you're a diehard.
I'm a diehard fan.
Okay.
Love it.
Do you remember what happened in that first episode?
Yeah, I remember the theme was trust in episode one. And
what was your favorite scene from that episode? I'm curious.
What do I? Probably the second scene.
What happened in that?
Sorry.
Somebody was coughing?
Yeah. That was like a brief moment in it, but no, I definitely.
We actually have that scene in the archives.
Do
you want to hear it?
I would love to hear it and just kind of remind myself what happened.
Let's hear that, please.
Excuse me.
No, I'm coughing.
I'm the one who's coughing.
You know what?
Agree to disagree.
Okay.
I'm the one who's coughing more.
Okay, I would say that you're coughing a little bit louder than I'm coughing, but that doesn't mean that I'm not coughing.
Scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah.
1 being me being the one who's being the coughing man.
Yes. And then 10.
And 10 being me mostly a bunch of coughing.
I'd
probably say I'm a 10.
I'd say
you?
I'm a 10.
No.
No?
I'd say you're like negative 25 of coughing.
Well, okay.
Look, this isn't a competition, but if it was, I would be victorious and I would be hoisting the trophy over my head that is filled with coughs.
Okay.
Anyway, so what was that?
I still had a little bit of cough in me.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did, actually. Mm. I still had a little bit of cough.
Really? Because your eyes weren't really squinty like one does when they're coughing.
Well,
it feels like
you
were pretending.
No.
Look, listen.
Yeah.
Look.
Say it.
I didn't come here to be questioned about my dedication to the craft of coughing.
Hmm.
All right?
Interesting.
Now, look. We're both adults here.
Yes.
I think it would be best if we just moved on. I just accepted the reality that I was the one who coughed the most and the best and first.
Mm, no.
Yeah, that was a really good episode.
I loved that episode.
That was really good.
Was I the guest? It sounded like me, right?
You know what? I think it might have been.
I think it might have been me.
I think, yeah.
That's so funny that I didn't remember that.
Makes sense why you would have listened since day one.
Yeah,
because
totally.
You would have.
I obviously listened to my episode.
Yeah, like a quarterback watching the game film. You would have gone back
and
studied it to see.
I've been in a couple episodes, though.
Have you?
Yeah.
What other?
I was in that one about outer space.
The outer space episode?
Yeah.
The space extravaganza that we
did? Yeah, the space extravaganza.
Oh, yeah. I think that was years ago, though.
That was more than years. That was about a decade ago, yeah. I think.
If I'm not mistaken, producer Andy has the episode in the archives. He usually does. So let's play it.
Space is beautiful.
And vast.
And vast.
It's the vastest.
Vast.
It's very vast. We've got vast space.
Vast space. We've got vast space.
Beautiful space. Beautiful space. I'm so sorry.
What?
I thought I was off book. I'm not.
You're not off.
I thought I was.
The space extravaganza. This is a musical. You knew that.
I know. I'm real sorry.
You're throwing me off.
I'm really sorry. Can we go back to one?
I don't know if I want to.
What? No. Come on. You can trust me. I'm not going to let you down like I did at
NASA.
Yeah. When we pitched the musical to NASA. I'm not going to do it. Okay.
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 Okay, but you better get it right this time.
All right, I will. Space is beautiful.
Space is beautiful.
And it's vast.
And it's vast.
And it's vast.
And it's beautiful.
And there is planets in it. Planets in the space. And it's a god.
You did it again.
No, I didn't forget.
You're making us look like amateurs.
No.
You're making us look like amateurs.
I got choked up because the song is so emotional.
In a song that we've been working on for weeks.
It's just such a beautiful song you wrote about space.
Yeah, it is beautiful.
Yeah.
And I did write it.
I am.
And you're ruining it.
No, I'm not.
That was an intense episode.
Yeah, it was. And that scene.
Yeah.
That's what won us the Webby.
The Webby.
The Webby Award.
I can't believe we got a Webby out of that.
I know. They give it Webbies for podcasts, right?
Yeah, because we got one, so we would know.
Well,
I'm a part of this.
I think we were the lifetime achievement.
Yeah, for sure.
So, Katie, tell us about yourself. What do you do?
I'm a comedian and writer, actor.
Mm.
Very unique out here, and not a lot of people doing that in Los Angeles.
Mm.
But yeah, and I've been out here for about 9 years doing that.
And you moved here from where?
Chicago.
Oh.
South side of Chicago.
Really?
Yeah.
What made you decide to pack up and move to Los Angeles?
Well, I knew that I wanted to be a writer. I thought I was going to be a journalist and kind of fell into comedy. I was lucky because as a child, my parents would bring me to like Second City, IO, and I was like really seeing some great groups early on, like Cook County Social Club. I was seeing Improvised Shakespeare, like some of the best improvisers, and that definitely had a big impact. And yeah, so I honestly like used comedy as a little kid to avoid getting made fun of. It's like a defense mechanism, and it worked out.
You know, we actually have in the archives, we have you going to that first improv show at Second City when you were a child.
That's wild.
Did you know that? We have that.
That's so weird that you would have that.
All right, Katie, for your 7th birthday party, we're taking you to an improv show.
What?
Now, look, hopefully this is going to be appropriate for little child years.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Hopefully it will be.
Yeah.
Now, let me explain to you how this works.
Okay.
You go in, they ask you for a word or a phrase. Sometimes they ask for a location that can fit inside this room. That is contrived and I don't really like that. I'm not a fan of that because it's basically like you're building the scene for them.
Yeah, totally.
So they ask for a word, you yell out a word.
Okay.
Hey, everybody, we're Laffy Taffy's. Can we get a one-word suggestion, please?
Penis! Dad, I got to give the word!
Jesus Christ, Katie.
Dad, I gave the word!
No. We usually don't do this, but if we could, get a different suggestion, please.
Blowjob!
Katie, for Christ's
sake. Dad, I gave the word again!
I'm going to ask for an unprecedented third suggestion, if we could just, please, Katie.
Dick and balls.
It's two words.
Oh,
frickin' E.
That was a very special moment.
Yeah, that was a good memory.
It was nice to hear your formative years.
Yeah.
What was your first job out here in LA?
I was an intern at College Humor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like I said, I just wanted to be a writer, but then someone mentioned, like, you have to do improv classes. So I started taking improv classes at the UCB, as you do. And I don't know, I like really fell in love with performing. And so I think they kind of noticed I was a little weird, a little funny at College Humor, when they started letting me sit in on the writer's room. And I got to like act and write and eventually became a full-time cast member writer. So I did that for a long time.
We actually have you sitting in on the writer's meetings at College Humor.
Oh no,
when they,
really?
When they let you come in and sit in.
Wow.
Let's hear that. That's in the archives as well.
All right, everybody. We'd like to, can we get a nice warm welcome for Katie? She's new here, and she is going to, she's, you know, we saw her doing a show. So she's going to pitch some stuff to us. Okay, go pitch.
Okay. So it's,
right.
It's like a guy,
right.
He goes into work and he realizes he has two pairs of underwear on, instead of the usual one, and
stop you right there. Hey everybody, enjoy your just hang back, take five, sip on your Monster Energy drinks or whatever the hell you College Humor guys do with their. Hold on, I'm gonna talk to Katie for this one. Katie, what are you doing?
What, I'm Katie, pitching. Katie, I'm funny.
That's a pitch.
That's a pitch.
Two pairs of underwear.
I mean, because usually you wear one pair.
Yeah,
of underwear.
I understand. Understand the game, but
okay.
But why?
Well, cause it's funny.
That's the kind of revolutionary, mind-blowing comedy you're bringing to the table.
I mean, just trust me. This sketch is going to go over really well.
Okay, Katie, I'm going to let you pitch one more time.
Okay.
And depending on how this next pitch goes, maybe I'll let you pitch a third time.
Okay.
But please do not embarrass me,
Sam,
in front of my
Sam?
College Humor.
Sam,
what?
I'm going to kill it.
Okay.
Okay? I told you I'm good at this.
All right. All right, everybody. Last sip of those M.E.D.'s. Monster Energy Drink. Katie's got.
You're so funny.
You know what? Thank you.
Yeah.
I went to college for this.
Yeah.
I did.
Comedy? Okay.
For this.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't,
for comedy.
I didn't think
I went
there
through college.
People had that.
No, I did. Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Katie's got another pitch, everybody. All right, come on. Wow, West, let's go.
Okay. So this one is an autobiographical pitch.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right, guys. Come on. Listen up.
And.
Jeff, listen.
Jeff, will you shut the fuck up for once?
Jeff, listen. Thank you.
Anyway, it's about a girl, and she's at the mall.
Uh-huh.
And she realizes she has low blood sugar.
Uh-huh.
And she just full on faints. And then that's where it ends.
Katie.
Sam, I told you you'd love it, and you did.
Yeah, that did get me a little bit. It got me a little bit. It got me. Anybody else? Anybody
subtle.
Else have anything they want to add to this?
Jeff here. I have a question for the noob. Why exactly did you say, can you shut up for once, first day here? How do you know that I like talking all the time?
How
do you know that
you.
I like to? How do you know that I like talking all the time? Over
could,
people when they're trying to talk.
Jeff.
How do you know it?
Jeff.
What about me?
Jeff, you're literally
why?
Right now. Jeff.
What? You
stop think it.
It.
Wow, that was.
That was a rough first day, I have to say.
Too bad.
I forgot about that.
They really tossed in the deep end, too.
Yeah, they did. Because they don't normally do that.
Yeah.
They have the assistant.
They don't just say, like, hey, come in here and give us a bunch of pitches.
Yeah.
Unsolicited.
That was weird.
What are you working on these days?
Now I'm making a bunch of short films. Mm. I just made my third one last month, and just writing a ton.
Really?
And that's it.
Anything to plug?
No.
If not, it's okay.
I don't have anything to plug. I mean, you can follow me on things, and then I'll talk about things that I have to plug if you want to.
Tell us where that is.
At Katie Mirovich on Twitter and Instagram.
Okay.
And I'm also on TikTok. And it's the worst garbage ever know it is. So don't follow that one. But it is, you know, I'm on there.
We actually have.
Oh, no.
We actually have one of your most viewed TikTok in our archives.
Oh, do we have to watch it?
As the producer of the show, it's my job
to
delve into the life of the guest beforehand.
I get it. You're good
and
at your job.
I actually pulled it up. Okay. So here we go.
This first dance move, it's a lot of just kind of like silly arms, I would call it.
You have a waffle iron in one hand.
Waffle iron in one hand.
And an Eggo waffle in the other hand. So it's already made.
It's already made. I didn't need that waffle. Made. Yeah.
So what do you have for waffle iron for?
Well, it's a dance.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. Yeah, so I'm doing just very silly arms. Okay, at this point, now I'm just doing some interesting gyrations.
So explain the hat to me.
The hat?
Why?
Well, the hat isn't so much a hat as a flower pot, but it's I'm wearing it as a hat, I suppose. Yeah.
Okay. Is that like the new
one? No, it's not. I'd say that my comedy is avant-garde, and that's kind of what I'm doing here.
Why are the Kleenex boxes on your feet?
Germaphobe. That's exactly why. Yeah. So when I'm at home, I like to put Kleenex boxes on my feet. So. Okay. And I obviously shot this at home, so that's why that's happening. Oh, and look, the 15 seconds are up because it's only 15 seconds.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Thank you. I love to dance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know what? I think the listener is in for a treat whenever they check the rest of those TikToks out.
For sure. And again, at Katie Maravich, incredible dances.
Katie Maravich, thank you so much for joining us this week.
Thank you for having me.
Coming up, Act 3. But first, a word from our sponsors who make this high quality program possible. Stay with us.
This is Bless These Braces.
My name is Tam. I'm a writer and a comedian. When I was a teenager, I had a bat mitzvah and a quinceañera. Now, I'm talking to my favorite writers, actors, and comedians about their coming-of-age ceremonies as we remember what it felt like to supposedly become an adult.
I mean, it is a lot of boner-related stuff.
All I wanted was to be popular and cool, and I wasn't at all.
It was just like there was so much happening in my body.
My bar mitzvah, they did it at a deli.
This is Bless These Braces.
Listen to Bless These Braces from Funny or Die on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Act 3. The team members were hired to tell apart since they all wore their hair in a ponytail.
Can I help you find anything? You looking for anything in particular? Like a certain resolution or like certain size or like...
So I was thinking 65 inch.
Okay, 65 inch.
65 inch,
okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry, was I talking to you just like 2 minutes ago, or was I talking to
I don't think so. Okay. My name's Garrett.
Garrett. Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
I think I was talking to a Michael earlier.
Here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go back in the back. I'm gonna check and see if we have any 65 inches that aren't the floor model. Okay, because these have fingerprints all over them and stuff. Because people like to walk up and touch them.
Why did they do that?
I don't know.
Right?
It doesn't make any sense. Is that touch screen TV? Stupids.
Bunch of stupids. Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna go check in the back. Okay, I'll be right back. Garrett.
Name's Garrett. Garrett. Got it.
Somebody helping you or
Garrett?
Garrett's helping you?
No, I'm sorry. I thought you were Garrett.
No.
What's your name?
I'm Blair.
Blair.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Is Garrett helping you?
Yeah, Garrett was helping me, but I thought Michael was helping.
You're looking for Michael was helping. Was Garrett helping you or was Michael helping you?
Okay, so I think what happened was Michael was helping me, and then Michael went in the back to go look for TVs. Then Garrett started helping me. Garrett went in the back to go look at TVs, and now I'm talking to Blair.
I hope they're okay.
I'm okay. I hope they're okay. Oh, they're okay.
When did they go back there?
Maybe like 2 minutes ago for Garrett and maybe like 5 minutes ago for Michael.
I'm gonna go check on them, okay?
Okay.
Somebody helping you out or you?
Blair?
Blair's helping you out?
No, I'm sorry. Are you Blair? Blair.
My name's Timoth.
Timoth?
Yeah. I haven't seen Blair in a long time.
Blair, I think, was just out here and I think we were talking.
What did he look like?
He looked literally exactly like you. Is it a quadruplet situation?
Wait a minute. Blair was out. What about Garrett?
Garrett. Okay. So here's what happened. I was talking to a Michael.
Okay.
And then Michael, he went in the back to look for my 65-inch TV, and then...
Whoa. You went to the back?
I assume you have some sort of warehouse back there where you can look for the TVs that don't have the... We were talking about the smudge prints on the television.
Yeah, when people walk up to the floor models and they touch the screen.
Why did they touch the screen?
I have no idea, but just stupid.
It's a bunch of dummies.
Stupid idiot dummies.
It's not a touch screen.
They're gonna be idiots.
Yes.
You're trying to tell me that they went to the quote back?
Well, no, I don't... I think it was either Garrett or Michael who said, I'll go to the back to look for a 65-inch.
Okay.
So I'm not sorry. Sure. What is your name? I'm literally shaking. Yeah, I can see it. Timoth, I'm sorry.
I'm literally shaking here.
Timoth, I think you need to sit down.
I gotta tell you something.
Yeah, what happened?
The back burned down 5 years ago.
They didn't rebuild?
No.
Really?
Nobody goes to the back. Nobody's supposed to go to the back.
Okay. It's a large Best Buy. I have to imagine there's something back there.
No, nothing's back there. We were told in the team meeting this morning.
Okay.
Not to ever go in the back, just like we're told every morning. And they hired 4 new guys.
Yeah.
Garrett, Michael.
Blair. And then you. Timoth. There's another fourth guy, Brian.
We
haven't met him.
No, Brian's over here. We haven't met him. He's around here somewhere.
He might have gone to the back.
Fuck me.
Timoth, I guess I'm not quite understanding why you're so upset. It's not like this is a black hole.
Yeah, it kind of is like that.
No.
You want to go investigate?
Yeah, honestly, I want to prove to you that it's not a black hole.
Hey, Brian.
Yeah.
I'm going to take this customer to housewares. I don't want to tell him that we're going.
Yeah, no, I got that.
Investigate.
I got that.
We were told in the meeting this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Not to go in the back.
Right.
Well, let's go check it out.
Okay. I'm not scared at all, truly.
You're not?
No, because I don't. Let's just go back. Okay, this has got to be here, right?
Timoth? Yeah? What are you doing here? We're going to the back, coming to look for you. Blair? Yeah? Garrett?
Garrett?
Yeah? Michael? Yeah? We were all just coming to the back to check on the TVs. Why?
Yeah, I would like my 65-inch.
What's the problem? You didn't hear in the meeting they said not to ever go in the back because of a portal?
Yeah, we remember.
I trusted the boss when he... told us not
I
to ever go on
feel
the
like I shouldn't be here anymore.
No, hang back. Okay. You have to be here for this.
It just seems like you're having a bit of a moment.
Well,
and I don't want to.
Timoth approaches manager to talk about it.
Hey, boss.
Yo, what?
Hey.
Yeah.
Greg, can you do a little 360
yeah,
real quick?
Yeah, you noticing my pony?
It's coming in top notch. Top notch.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, it looks good.
You know what it looks like?
What?
It looks like a pony's tail.
Like a pony's tail. Yeah. That's what I said.
You know what?
Yeah.
I got to tell you something.
Huh.
You're not going to believe this. I'm just now realizing that's why they call it a pony tail. Literally right now. Like, just this second, I realized that's why they call it that.
Oh,
because
no.
Because it looks like a tail that...
Yeah.
Ah, fuck. Anyway, what was I saying?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, yeah. Hey,
why are you back here?
Yeah, how come you told me earlier that we couldn't go to the back room?
Dude, that was a joke.
You said that it burned down?
Yeah, that didn't happen.
Well, why did you say that?
It was a joke,
do you know
dude?
How worried I got?
Dude, come on.
Okay.
We're a Best Buy. We have to have a back.
Well, that's what I thought when you told it to me. And then this woman is looking for TVs and...
Hi, yes,
Garrett.
I want a 65-inch.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
okay.
Should I leave? Should I not be here?
No, you got to be here.
I should
this.
Be here.
No,
okay.
No, you have to be here.
Okay, it just seems like you're having a moment.
You're involved... But look, if I'm talking about you, you're included in the conversation, so
right.
I want you to be here.
Okay, well, thank you.
Because I don't think it's right to talk about somebody behind someone's ponytail.
Yes.
All right.
Totally.
So,
did you notice I put my hair in a ponytail to
I
fit
really
in?
Appreciate that, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, I was feeling like I wasn't fitting in.
Do you have any previous experience in, because we're short-staffed, because do you have any prior experience with working in Best Buys?
I'm actually currently a children's surgeon, and
really?
I'm just on my lunch break. But you know what?
Okay.
I only have a couple of surgeries this afternoon. I could probably swing it.
You want to like work here?
Yeah, I do. Okay.
Right. Well, we'll chit chat after we straighten out this. This back room.
Okay,
thing.
I'll just stand right here.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Anyway, why'd you say that shit about the back room?
Like I said, I was joking.
Yeah,
like, it's not really my fault if you took that seriously. Like, that's on you,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, okay. Well, I guess that is just shame on me.
Yeah.
For believing you.
Yeah.
All right.
Epilogue.
Later, I tracked down footage from the children's surgery clinic's operating table.
So, anyway, this is actually going to be my last surgeon job.
But you're supposed to scrub in for our surgeon job tomorrow morning.
Right, I know, and I'm going to skip that surgeon's job.
Excuse me? Who else is going to do the surgeon's job if you don't do the surgeon job tomorrow? There's a 28-year-old who is expecting a kidney transplant.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. Are you?
Okay.
You just, what? I'm just supposed to tell
well, a 28-year-old's not really a children.
How do you know what his intellect is?
That's a very good point. That's a fair point.
I would argue that a 28-year-old is a children and a 29-year-old can be a children.
Yes.
And a 45-year-old can be. I'm not done listing numbers.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say I'm a 54 children and I
I'm listening. I've been told in the past that I have a bad like listening.
Yes,
face.
I will say you
like it looks like a scowl.
You looked quite angry at me.
Oh, okay. I'm not.
It made me jump back.
I'm not angry with you about that. I'm angry with you that you're
yes.
just leaving the surgery place with surgeries
Listen,
for children.
I got a better job, okay? I'm going to be working at the Best Buy.
Best Buy?
Yes.
That place doesn't even have a back room.
They have something back there.
They don't.
Why do people keep telling me?
No, I went in there and I was looking for TVs.
Yes.
I was looking for a big 64-incher TV.
Yeah.
And I went in there and I was like, do you have anything that doesn't have smudges all over it? Because
people are always touching it. Why do they do that?
I don't get it. I don't really get it.
Keep your paws off.
People are so used to like phones and iPads
yes,
and touching. They think everything's a touch screen.
Yes.
You know what? I was driving here and I saw somebody... Client, you know those electronic billboards that
yes.
they have that like they're electronic.
Yes.
Okay. So I saw somebody climbing up the billboard. They had climbed up there and they were touching the billboard.
Oh, geez.
Like it was a test screen.
Oh, geez.
Why? So anyway,
yes.
I'm sorry, you're leaving us.
Yes, so I can't make the surgeon's job tomorrow. The 28-year-old.
Okay. Well, I'll try to break it to him gently.
Yes.
We're going to miss you.
This child's chest is open, so I should probably get to it, right?
Yeah.
Well, I gotta tell you. Am I off the record here? Am I off the record?
You're off the record. Okay. There's no record.
Okay, good.
For sure.
I'm not really feeling super confident that the donor, the kidney donor tomorrow, is gonna show up.
Yes.
Because I think that he might be on to the fact that kind of a black market operation here.
Yes.
So I...
Wait, is it that guy?
I think his name was Brian.
Brian? He seemed real dumb to me.
Yeah, he was super dumb. Something tells me that he's going to wise up and not come in for the surgery.
Yes.
So I say... Look, just spitballing here.
Yeah.
I say that we leave this kid's cavity open.
Okay.
Just see how nature goes.
If one of the kidneys falls
worst,
out.
Worst case scenario, we got an extra kidney.
Oops,
you know what I mean?
Got a kidney.
So let's just kind of see what happens.
Doctor?
Yes?
I know exactly what you're saying.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yes.
I'm saying we shouldn't finish operating on this child here.
So we
can have his kidney, maybe.
Oh, no, no, no. Yes, yes. I got that. Yes. Okay. No, I did get that.
Okay.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
All right. Also, we'll miss you.
Yeah.
A day passed, and it was time for the surgery.
Brian, you did show up.
Yeah,
Shit. Well, now we have two kids.
Supposed to?
Oh, no. That's fine.
You want mine anyway, just because I'm here? My girlfriend broke up with me. I don't really have any reason to live.
Oh, well, you can still live with just one of your kidneys.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that's not going to kill you.
Oh, it's not?
No, that's not going to kill you. You know what? I have to do this fast because I have to go to my new job at Best Buy.
You got a job at Best Buy?
Yeah, I just stopped in quickly.
You know they don't even have a back room there?
No, they do. That's
No, the guy who sold me the car with the broken window
that he had to
hotwire, he sold it to me for $500,000.
Oh,
He told me, because I bought it from the parking lot at the Best Buy, the guy that told me that they didn't have a back room at that Best Buy.
Well, anyway, I don't work here. He was lying, and I don't work here anymore. I'm like I said, just gathering my box, and I've got to go to Best Buy.
All right.
I shouldn't really be here.
Well,
Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
For producer Andy and our special guest, Katie Marovich, I'm your host, Ari, and this was This American Laugh. Join us next time.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is Bless These Braces.
My name is Tam. I'm a writer and a comedian. When I was a teenager, I had a bat mitzvah and a quinceañera. Now, I'm talking to my favorite writers, actors, and comedians about their coming-of-age ceremonies as we remember what it felt like to supposedly become an adult.
I mean, there's a lot of boner-related stuff.
All I wanted was to be popular and cool, and I wasn't at all.
It was just like there was so much happening in my body.
My bar mitzvah, they did it at a deli.
This is Bless These Braces.
Listen to Bless These Braces from Funny or Die on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.